for most of the body that couple themselves and tie themselves in to this pursuit of gold and do those things that are applicable to change, to most, their fight is a pure fight against those things that have come to stop them, both in the spirit and in the natural. The war is a war that has been amped up in the spirit, especially against the body that is pursuing gold, absolute, with no diminishing of what he left and who he is, present tense. For that body, and for those, hear the word of the Lord. Yours is a fight of faith. That which you've not received yet in the natural is still a fight of faith for you that I'm laboring with you in. And my spirit and my word are standing stalwart on right and left hand to guide you past all obstacles, and that which would come to deplete your hope and stand against you as an argument of contradiction of the things that you're believing for. But I'm standing with you, says the Spirit of the Lord. I'll make your bed in the time of sickness. I'll visit you and raise you up out of that. And every infirmity, I walk with you. And every time you speak out against the contradiction, I am with you in your confession, says the Spirit of grace. I'm holding you up as a nursemaid holds her children. I'm holding you up so that you do not faint in your infirmity, but rather find places of encouragement to strengthen you, to go on in the fight to the next hour and to the next day and to the next decade in which you'll win, says the Spirit of grace. But having said that, I say this, that there are those who hear my word, and there are those among you and among the listening that are viewing. It is time and it's past time for you to judge yourself, says the Spirit of the Lord. You'll not receive those things that you're asking for by staying in the world and having one foot in the world and one foot in the church. Your curtsy to me in the church and confession before my name will not do away with the dark things that you entertain and are part of, says the Spirit of the Lord. For that which is abating, as surely as that which is abating those standing in faith, for the reasons of faith, on the other end, that which holds back on your end, as those things in which you're involved in against conscience and against my word, says the Spirit of the Lord. For surely sin will hold back healing, and surely sin will hold back the restoration of those things in which I have said would be restored. But know this, no matter what you thought you'd received in promise or hands laid on you at any time, or confession made according to my word, if you are in places of darkness in which I have convicted you of to come out of, now is the time, says the Spirit of the Lord. It's not the devil that's fighting you. It's your flesh, and you're giving way to the devil that is lording over you, says the Spirit of the Lord. Yours is not a fight of faith. Yours is a fight of sin You must repent. You must repent and come out, says the Spirit of grace. You must not continue to act as if you are one way and live another in darkness, says the Spirit of the Lord. For these things will hold back healing. They will hold back miracles. And they'll hold back restoration and restitution, says the Spirit of grace. For I say these things because I, as a loving father, do not like suffering. But I identify to every group that all may stand in faith and come forth and come out and be restored in these last days for the purposes that I have, says the Spirit of grace.